Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I don't care if you're jumping on the bandwagon. You know what? It's open. Jump on it. Have some fun. Tonto, jump on it. Niners are 5-2, baby. Vibes are good. It's a victory Monday.
I just can't believe how good this team is this year. And you can make all the schedule arguments that you want.
It's incredible.
Right? You can say, oh, their schedule's soft. And look, by, I guess, the advanced metrics and whatnot, they have had a soft schedule. But you also got to go out there and win games. And as we see every single Sunday in the NFL, there's no layups and there are no easy opponents unless you're the Chiefs against the Raiders. And
stop. We don't need to waste airspace on that today.
But like the fact they're doing this with all these backups, with their backup quarterback, I mean, it's remarkable. And I'm blown away at how fun this season's been, given all the ups and downs of the injury report. I mean, like, they're doing this without Brandon Ayuk. They're doing this without Ricky Pearsall. They're doing this without Brock Purdy. They're doing this without Fred Warner. They're doing this without Nick Bosa. They're doing this without Upton Stout, their fourth-round draft pick. I mean, how many more guys do I need to continue to keep saying? They're doing this with $100 million in dead cap money with guys like Javon Hargrave and Deebo Samuel playing for other teams.
No Brandon Ayuk, a first-round draft pick. No Ricky Pearsall, first-round draft pick.
That's
DeMarcus
nuts.
Robinson, by the way, can you catch a ball, please, for the love of God? I mean, oh my gosh. Jeez, I'm sorry. We didn't talk about that. When vibes are good.
I mean,
but the skill at hands.
Buckner thinks that DeMarcus Robinson needs to catch that ball.
Rest in peace, Vallejo's own Bill Buckner.
We got a new skill at hands.
Oh my God. Well, no, you actually have to like put the hands on the ball to have the skill at hands. He just has no hands. He's Edward Scissorhands. I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, Vernon Davis thought that he was making, you know, off the pads catches. And Vernon was notorious for catching the ball off the pads. Also, can we just pause for a moment? What an incredible Kyle Pitts performance. Now he will be drafted in the top two rounds of every fantasy draft by every Niner fan for the remainder of his career based off of one. That's the best Kyle Pitts game I've ever seen.
And what did he end up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you have?
It wasn't even that incredible. He had 7 catches for 62 yards.
He looked amazing.
What an incredible. It's the greatest performance I've ever seen. He's a top 5 draft pick. That's the greatest performance
you know
you've ever seen.
That Falcon team, and I know we want to go to the Lions. We'll go to the Lions.
Rob and Duke, we'll get to you.
That Falcon team reminded me so much of the Mike Singletary era Niners. They have talent everywhere. And there's just nothing. They're just boring.
Right.
So boring.
You have your coach on the sideline, Raheem Morris, looking like he's just seeing ghosts. He does. He just looks like he just doesn't look confident.
What is it you do around here, Raheem?
Well, he should be in charge of the defense.
Was Jalen Walker playing yesterday, their first round draft pick?
It's a great question. I don't see him listing anything. He didn't have a tackle. So
that was one of the most boring first halves of football I can remember in a long time.
Well, I liked it because it went by really fast. So I was like, great, this game's over 8 o'clock and go night-night. Well, selfishly, Joe, we're about to get into basketball season. Yeah, we got to count our hours here, all right? Warriors-Lakers tomorrow right here at 95.7 The Game. We'll be locked and loaded for that. But today is all about, as a former host here, I like to say, y'alls and your calls, 888-957-9570. Niners 5-2, 2010 the final last night.
And there was so much stuff that happened over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
But this Niner game has me riding so high, I don't even need to bring up that guy who should be investigated by the FBI who's waltzing himself right into the World Series.
Oh, you mean the guy that had, like, the greatest postseason performance in the history of baseball?
You're talking about Vlad Jr. right now?
No.
Vlad Jr. never bet on anything.
That's crazy. I didn't know Vlad could pitch 6 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts.
He probably could.
And have 3 home runs in the same game. It's pretty incredible.
I hate him.
You know who's the Shohei Ohtani of our callers? It's Robin Sambruno, and we'll go to him
What's up, Robbie?
What's up, Rob? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for the compliment. Hey, I got to give Robin Sala his credit, man. He got these boys playing hard. He's really coaching them up. You know what I'm saying? And with Bosa, I feel like we're back to the wide nine again. I feel like the last game that they had them defensive ends spread out, and I think that was the reason why Huff got that game-changing sack. I feel like we got faster on the edges. I feel like our run defense has gotten better with Bosa out. That's just my opinion. I think Bosa's good. I think he has one pass rush move, and I think he has a hard time setting the edge. So I think we got more athletic on the edges, you know, with Huff, with Bosa being out. And I think the DBs are fast and they're physical. They like to hit. Mm. They're not scared of contact. So Salah's doing a great job right now. Now, Kyle Shanahan, look, you paid a quarterback all this money, and I don't see no diss from him and the guy making $10 million. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, Purdy still got more turnovers than Mac Jones in 3 last games. So at the end of the day, man, I feel like the pressure's back on Kyle Shanahan. If we're 4-2 right now.
5.
5-2? 5-2? Hey. Super Bowl or bust. The pressure's back on.
Oh, Robin Sambruno right
there. Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob.
That's a walk-off.
Come on.
He was waiting that whole minute 30. Super Bowl or bust now, guys. You got to.
Look, there's a separate...
That's why this season's fun, though, because we don't have to talk about the Super Bowl right now.
We're just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy where it goes. I call this a great inner tube season.
Yeah, there you go.
Hop in the inner tube and let the lazy river take you on down.
The river rat? There you go.
Wherever the current takes me.
Love that.
Regarding Purdy, I'm not going to sit here and break down Mac versus Purdy, Purdy versus Mac versus Purdy. Like, it's just, let's all take a deep breath. I thought Mac was serviceable yesterday. I thought he did a good job. His moxie is clearly there, right? Now, they didn't ask him to do a whole lot. I thought there were a couple of plays that he's going to want back. He's clearly limited in terms of his ability to just evade pressure at times coming from the edges. And he's put the ball on the ground a couple of times. Like, that is a flaw of his. He will turn the ball over on those sacks.
He did have a huge scamper, though, in that game.
No, that was
yards.
Nice.
He did, like, what was on the broadcast? He's sneaky, you know, sometimes. He's not sneaky isn't the word I would describe Mac Jones when he runs, but he could,
he's
know,
situational.
He could run, I guess you can call it that.
The interception he had yesterday, to me, it was both. Bad throw by him because it led him over the middle. It was a medicine ball.
We used to crush Jimmy Garoppolo with these things.
That was a medicine ball to Juwan Jennings, who is also hurt. And I kind of get why he alligator armed it, but he did alligator arm it. And then he twisted because he saw the hit coming. So to me, that was a duality. That was Mac throwing him into getting knocked out.
I didn't know how to feel. Like, I hear you on that, but there's also part of me like, dude, Juwan, you were just like yelling at your head coach last week about like targets clearly, and you had a target right there and you alligator armed it. So like it's like a duality thing. Like, I hear you on
to
that.
To me, it's 50-50 on that play. It's also on Mac. The old Juwan makes that play.
Well, sure. But
the five broken ribs, hurt shoulder Juwan, I don't think.
But you can feel like how Niner fans feel about that, where it's like, hey, dude, you're just yelling at our head coach on the sideline last week as he's trying to call plays for the offense because you're clearly frustrated and upset about your role. And then you're getting targeted a bunch and you short-arm that. So, like, I hear what you're saying because he is compromised and he doesn't want to add on to that. But also, you're out there. You're healthy enough to be out there. You got to make the catch.
I know. After seeing Brandon Ayuk have his season and his career altered on one play, like, unless it's a third or fourth quarter catch, like,
it was a business decision.
It's tough for me on my couch to be like, toughen up, Juwan. Huh. You got to make that play.
The show behind the show.
It's like, come on, dude.
You were mentioning Jaden Daniels. It's like, man, Jaden, I don't know if this frame can hang up. This is our text thread. I was like, yeah. I was like, this is me texting back. I was like, I know. The frame needs to improve. He definitely needs to put on some muscle in the offseason. I was on like 10 nacho fries deep with my gut hanging out on the couch. Had some spilt nacho cheese on my shirt.
All over.
Hey, those nacho fries hit a Taco Bell. I don't care
so,
what you guys say.
You know, like that, Max played really well. Like, there's not a doubt in my mind that they don't win these games with any other backup quarterback they've had over the years.
The box score does not do it justice. I thought Mac played well yesterday.
Exactly. And so, like, on the interception, look, if you want to say it's all JJ, fine. I think you're underestimating how big of a medicine ball that was. I thought it was a poorly thrown, you know, predictable pass over into traffic by, you know, Mac Jones. If you're going to throw that ball and he's going to get hit, it's got to be right into the numbers. It's got to be in the breadbasket because he's going to get hit.
I keep looking at this box score from Christian McCaffrey. Again, tell me if you've heard this before this season. Christian McCaffrey, your leading receiver in the game, 7 receptions, 72 yards on rushing, 24 carries, $1.29, 200.
He was amazing.
All-purpose yards for CMC.
But like, I want to get back to the quarterback because it comes out during the game where they're doing a report. Now, I've asked for weeks, and we have no clarification.
Is it the
left or right foot? And then during the game, Sunday Night Football, the NBC, like, breaking news. They're literally just breaking news and letting us know, yeah, you know, Brock Purdy, it's actually the right foot, and it's the right toe. And then they give, like, this whole explanation on the injury and if he's going to come back this year. And I was like, are the Niners just, like, slow leaking this during the game? Like, it was bizarre.
So I got it right here. Melissa Stark, sideline reporter, NBC Sports Bay, NBC Sports Bay Area, NBC Sports in general. They did a hell of a job last night. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. And here's Melissa Stark's sideline on the report on Brock Purdy's turf toe.
Back at Levi's Stadium, you see Brock Purdy there. Turf toe may not sound like much, but it can be debilitating. There are varying degrees for Brock. He hyperextended his right big toe week one, tearing the stabilizing ligaments under the joint. In addition to being extremely painful, turf toe limits the toe's ability to flex. And Brock told me any movement in the wrong direction can set him back. He said he is truly day-to-day. There is no timeline for his return. He called this injury so annoying, saying he's never dealt with something that lingers this long.
All right, so, wow. I mean, like my immediate reaction, I hate to do this to you, Brock. I think you might need to just get the surgery and get it cleaned up right now. I cannot have this same injury bleeding over into the offseason. Like, it's a lost year for you. It sucks. It's so unfortunate. Like, I honestly think my heart goes out to him because I know he cares so much and he tries so hard. But the reality is, like, his season's cooked. So you're telling me he tore ligaments and it's the right big toe, so it's the plant leg, and then any movement could re-injure it, and there's no timeline for a return? I mean, look, I hate to do this to him. And I, like, independent of quarterback controversy, your franchise quarterback, who you gave $200 million to, has a torn ligament in his toe. And he has no timetable for return. I think you need to get the surgery. I think you need to just call it a wrap and just say it's a freaking unfortunate thing, and it's a lost year, and that sucks, and just be 100% healthy for next year.
I mean, I talked about it with you and Bonte the other week. I was like, man, was there any, was that even on the table? I brought it up only because
I know
in hindsight, they should have just done exactly what Joe Burrow did. And now clearly it wasn't as severe as Burrow's, where they were just like, all right, you're getting you under the knife. Let's go.
Maybe it was worse after months. The Jacksonville Jaguar game.
Correct.
I don't know.
And that's another part of this. If it did get worse and you thought you could have had surgery, you already knew what you had with Mac. You already could see the writing on the wall that Mac, you know what? We could win games with this guy. And if they could have gotten the surgery, they should have. Right now, we don't know. Can he come back this week, next week? But that did not make me feel good.
No.
For if you want Brock Purdy to come back sooner rather than later.
And look, like on the list of things like coming out of that game, it's relatively low today. But tomorrow and the rest of the week, we'll definitely be talking about it. So, look, I don't want to lose my mind. It was a great win. The team is 5-2.
Yep.
I'm a Niner fan. The team is 5-2. It just sucks for Brock, and it sucks for the team. Big picture, all these contracts, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars, and none of them feels like are coming back this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.